This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It is Thursday. It's hour one. NBA draft tonight. You excited? All right, maybe not. Could get interesting there. Number two or three pick. Could there be a couple of trades? Yesterday, we thought there was a trade involving the Clippers and the Wizards and the Celtics, and then it turns out it's Memphis and the Wizards and the Celtics. And Kristaps Porzingis is still going to Boston here. Marcus Smart, in the words of Mark Jackson, is going to Memphis, where he gets to babysit down there, and Washington basically gets nothing. If you're Kyle Kuzma, would you want to stay in Washington where there's nobody else? Because now you can be the man. Be like, hey, this is my team here. Or would you be like, I think it's time to get out of here. Also saw where Chris Middleton, Milwaukee Bucks, he declined his $40 million option to stay with the Milwaukee Bucks. He's an unrestricted free agent. He could still re-sign, of course. And so could Kyle Kuzma in Washington. Just getting started on the day. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Play of the day, poll questions, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Say good morning. Those watching on Peacock, thank you for downloading the app, and our radio affiliates around the country. Jay Billis working the draft tonight. Billis will join us coming up a little bit later on. So it's Porzingis to Boston. In case you went to bed last night and the deal went south because of Malcolm Brogdon's health or health concerns, and then the Clippers backed out of that. But Porzingis is going to Boston. There's a fascination I have with Porzingis because I think he can always be better. For somebody that height and that skill level, he should be like a Victor Wembanyama. You know, he should be able to be a really good rim, defender. Pick and pop and, you know, all of those different things. And then I started to look at his numbers. He's a really good post scorer. And the numbers bear out that he's only second to the Joker. And he's really good at defending on pick and rolls. He just hasn't taken that next step yet. Now you go, oh, he's averaging 23 and 7 and 6. Everybody averages 20 now. I mean, they do. If you're any kind of scorer, you're going to average at least 20. But I just want to know, what is he going to do when he needs to do it? Because Boston's going to be in big games. There are guys who are really good on bad teams. But then they get into big moments, and they're not as good. I don't know if Porzingis is big in a moment because he's going to have to be for the Celtics. But I like what they did because they got very little contributions out of Al Horford, future Hall of Famer. And their other big man, Robert Williams. And I think they're probably looking at, down the road here, we got a guy who can play defense and pretty good offensive player, and maybe we can count on him more than we did Al Horford, future Hall of Famer. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. Doesn't look like Zion will be traded tonight. Doesn't look like Dame will be traded either. But it doesn't mean that there haven't been discussions here. And it feels like if something would happen with New Orleans, it would be Brandon Ingram, not Zion Williamson. And maybe Portland is saying, hey, let's see what we get. If we're going to bring in, Scoot Henderson, okay, great. Now, Charlotte is probably not taking Scoot Henderson because LaMelo Ball and Scoot Henderson play the same position. But then if Portland is getting Scoot Henderson, Dame Lillard and Scoot Henderson sort of play the same position here. But it looks like Charlotte's locked in on Brandon Miller. And then you find out Michael Jordan is selling the Hornets, but Michael is involved in the process of who they're going to take number two overall. Okay. It'd be like if Paulie wanted to buy my house, and we have a contract, but before I sell it, I decide that I'm going to, fill in the indoor pool. I'm gonna put concrete over it or whatever without asking. I'm just going to say, hey, I'm going to make these changes here. If Michael, and maybe he's going to be a minority owner in the Hornets, but Mike and his track record at drafting, and looks like they're going to take Brandon Miller. How do you say to Michael Jordan, hey, Mike, we got it. You know what? How about we take it from here? Because Michael is probably involved in the interview process with Brandon Miller. And also, there was a comment by Brandon Miller that people love to run with. And I know, at this time of the year, you're like, hey, is there anything that's making headlines? Here's Brandon Miller. He talked about who his GOAT is in the NBA.
I actually don't think LeBron is, the GOAT of basketball. I think my GOAT of basketball is Paul George. I always grew up watching him, so it's never just LeBron.
Okay. It's not a big deal. But it's his opinion. Not, this is the guy I love. I love Paul George. Okay. I grew up loving Pete Maravich. He wasn't the GOAT, but I loved watching Pete Maravich play. But, man, when you grab the headlines and LeBron could be involved in this, LeBron's not my GOAT. Oh, wait till LeBron hears about this at Fashion Week in Paris. He's going to be upset about this.
Just trying to enjoy the Louis show, and I have to deal with this now.
Yeah, I got Pharrell and Jay-Z at the Louis Vuitton fashion. I got Draymond here. What did this kid say?
I'm just trying to enjoy my holiday. I'm on holiday, and I have to deal with this.
We go on vacation. They go on holiday.
Holiday sounds nicer.
It does. Where are you going on holiday? No, because I always go, well, what holiday? And they're like, what do you mean? No, you said you're going on holiday. Like, what holiday? And they're like, what's your vacation? I said, well, what does holiday mean? We have holidays. It's just a vacation is what it is.
Fashion.
Yes, Paul.
I want to go back to Jordan for a second. That the Hornet, his team may pass on Scoot Henderson because he plays the same position or has the same body style as LaMelo Ball.
Yeah.
Would that be irony that the reason the Portland Trailblazers did not take Michael Jordan was because he played the same general position as Clyde Drexler, and that's one of the reasons they passed on him? Didn't we talk about this with the Golden State Warriors? Oh, you're taking Steph Curry? Don't they already have guards there? And what role does he fill? Don't you just take the player?
Well, I think that's what the philosophy is now. It should be. Instead of, let me just take the best player. Not, he doesn't fit in or we already got somebody at that position. Basketball's positionless. It just, I don't have a center, two forwards, and two guards. I might have three guards. I might have two centers. I might not have a center. But if you're looking at these teams and their success, you're looking at, I got that guy who can play and that guy who can play and that guy who can play. Because if you said, hey, where's Draymond Green going to play? Wherever he wants to. Well, Klay Thompson, yeah, he'll be fine. Steph, yeah, he's good. We get caught up in these, well, you got to have the big man. You got to have two forwards. You got to have two guards. No, you just have to have people who can play and complement each other. But the NBA draft gives hope. That's what it's all about. And a golden opportunity like Charlotte at number two. And, Dame Lillard in Portland at number three. But then you also have these other teams. Dallas is all in, apparently, with Kyrie, and they have the 10th pick overall. Do they try to package that to get some veteran help? Are the Lakers going to be trading? Are the Clippers going to do anything? Is Paul George actually available to be traded for? This is what happens leading up to the draft. the possibility, the scenarios I'm hearing, is Bam Adebayo available for the Miami Heat? It's just a lot of kicking the tires here and maybe trying to flush things out. Hey, I didn't know Porzingis was going to be available. I thought, okay, maybe they're building around him. And Boston goes all in. I mean, I give Brad Stevens a lot of credit. That was a Danny Ainge kind of move there. You kind of swoop in, and if you're a Washington Wizards fan, man, good luck. They should just let you in for free. And then, you know, maybe you'll parking and concessions and things like that. Or how about this? You pay on the way out. All right, if you're, you know, like, you donate something, like, you know, what did this meal mean to you? What's it worth here? And then you just pay as you go. How about that? Maybe you get to watch the game, and then as you leave, and then they have a collection plate, you know, go to church, and then they pass it down the row. Hey, what do you think here? All right, I'm going to give you 15 cents. And, you know, $1.50. I was entertained there. Yeah, ton.
I like that. It's like an honor system type thing that everyone will give some type of amount that can reflect what they just experienced the last few hours.
You know, I still feel bad about this. This is off topic, but it's on topic if you follow me. I was on vacation, and I was in Italy, and I went into a church. And, you know, you're supposed to have the honor system where you put some money in, then light a candle. Well, I didn't have any money on me, so I lit a candle. And then my wife goes, you have to donate that money.
That prayer doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
I know. And so it's bothered me. Yeah. I went to Italy a couple of months, you know, 6 weeks ago. It still bothered me that I didn't put the money in the little coin slot there. You're going to hell. No, I'm not. I just didn't put, you know, a dollar in the slot. Yes, Paul.
How come you didn't just not light the candle, enjoy the church, and then walk out?
I don't know.
You have to do something.
All these people were there. And, you know, I get into those old churches, and it feels like every one of those statues is staring at you. Yeah. Like, what are you doing here? Dude, seriously? You're here?
Is it getting hot?
Yeah. Why don't you act like you've been here before? How about we kneel?
You know? It is funny, though, that if there's something to do with your hands, you have to do it.
But it was Easter Sunday.
Oh, you got to double down, too, with the money.
Yes.
Yeah, you went cheap on them, bro.
But I put all the money in the collection basket. And then afterwards, and then my wife goes, you know, we should say some prayers. And I said, okay, for who? She goes, no, just, can you just follow me? And I go, okay. And then she had money, put it in, and then I go, I don't have any money.
No ATM close by?
No.
Can't do that.
No. And then I lit the candle, and she goes, "You got to pay. You can't light the candle and not pay." Oh, details, details, details.
I'm paying them by me being here.
Yes. Do you know how much an appearance fee is for me, honey?
Right.
Technically, I just gave them lots of money.
They owe you a couple bucks.
They owe me some money by showing up here at this church.
I'll send them an invoice.
Yeah. This church in Palermo, they owe me. Yeah. Send them an invoice there, Paul.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. I'll just take
them. You're right. I mean, they scored.
Yeah.
You were probably filled that place.
Yeah. And I don't understand Italian. They probably were whispering, I think that is so damn. Is that Jim Patrick?
Daniele Patrick.
Daniele Patrick. Yes. From SportsCenter. This program brought to you by the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. Only one place to collect them all. Panini Trading Cards. The official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Memorabilia cards, autograph cards, rare inserts. Start or continue your collection now, PaniniAmerica.net. Yes, Paulie.
Speaking of prayers, Dan, there's a lot of sad Celtics fans today in the Northeast. Their guy, Marcus Smart.
He's the heart and soul of that team.
Marcus Smart. Oh, they love him.
He's their Draymond Green.
Just hardworking, lunch pail guy.
Poor guy. Yeah.
Heart and soul, like you said. Not just the heart and soul.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're bummed today. You woke up.
They should be.
You thought you were losing Malcolm Brogdon. They have no connection to Malcolm
Brogdon. Yeah, Malcolm Brogdon had been there for a year.
Now they got to find some other dude to keep jacking up uncontested threes and missing them. Now who are they going to find to do that?
That was my problem with Marcus Smart.
He wasn't afraid to shoot.
Dude, you're not Steph Curry. Yeah. You know? You're a defensive player. Stop shooting.
He is very hard to quantify as a player because he seems to try at all times. Goes to the floor.
The immeasurables, Paul.
Yeah. Team first. But, you know, he's better than he was 5 years ago. 5 years ago, he'd throw one out of bounds in a tight situation.
Marcus Smart.
Oh, sad.
Good interview, by the way. The Celtics are now tied with the Nuggets for the best odds to win the NBA championship. Starting the week, Boston plus 550, now plus 475. They're tied with the Nuggets for the best odds. I don't have where everybody else is, this according to DraftKings. I'd like to know where the Wizards are. Is there a worse team than the Wizards this year? On paper. Trying to think who else is going to be really, really bad. Could they threaten the 72 76ers who won 9 games? Marvin?
No, I think they win 24 games.
24?
24.
Okay. Maybe Picture Day Ray can reach out to DraftKings and ask him what the over-under is for the Wizards. Well, as of today, because they had Bradley Beal and Porzingis, you know, up until yesterday. Yes, Paul?
Your Wizards the past 2 years, 35-47. They're okay. The most consistent team in basketball. You got to sell it.
You know exactly what you're getting with the Wizards. Mediocrity. God, that's tough. Yeah, that's where you trust the process. But you trust the process if you have somebody like Joel Embiid where you go, okay, we're losing, but we're going to start winning. If you're a Wizards fan, you're probably going, what is the process? Is there a process? Tell us if there's a game plan here. Because this feels like Washington is the East Coast version of Oklahoma City. But Oklahoma City, I have complete trust in. They do have some talent, and they have a lot of draft picks there. But as far as the Wizards go, man, that is rough. Yeah, Paul.
Is there a worse job in sports right now than season ticket sales manager for the Washington Wizards? What's the strategy there? Let's wrap up the fan base.
Well, because I can convince you to come out and see the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know what? Come on out. Kyler Murray will be back soon. And, you know, we have nice facility here. And you get to see a good opposition. You know, come on out and see the 49ers play the Cardinals. You know, the Wizards are going to be like, what are we selling here? What can, yes, Marv.
And now with load management, the Lakers coming down. Oh, LeBron and AD are both out.
Yeah, they didn't think like they needed to play here. You know? So that's why they're taking the night out. Hey, come on out and see LeBron in street clothes. Yes, Marv.
Did Tyus Jones act up with Ja Morant? Because he's in Washington now.
No.
Like, what did I do?
I know. But he's the starting point guard.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
You know
upgrade.
What?
Yeah.
It's time to shine.
Yeah. I think he might feel pretty good where he's like, all right, I'm in Washington and I'm the starting point guard for a team that's going to be terrible this year. All right, let me take a break. Jay Billis will join us coming up. We have an interesting take on all these interviews that Victor Wembanyama has been doing. And we'll have that for you coming up. And we'll have our poll question as well. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. GetRefunds.com. Well, maybe you'll qualify. It's going to take you about 8 minutes or less to see if you qualify. Now, this is ERC Tax Refund. And the folks at Innovation Refund started this. And you go to the website GetRefunds.com. So it's all under the same umbrella. The CEO, Howard Mackler of Innovation Refunds and GetRefunds.com, they've helped a lot of small businesses. They've already completed over 17,000 tax returns for a lot of businesses, construction, retail, restaurants, bars, hotels, and maybe they can help you as well. Innovation Refunds could help you get up to $26,000 per employee to use as you see fit. And GetRefunds.com started the process. And they'll complete the process. Maybe you've run into a lot of red tape there and decided that you weren't going to go forward. Keep in mind, GetRefunds.com. No upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. GetRefunds.com. Or you can download the app from the App Store today. That's GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Come up with a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day or two, also forthcoming. There's certain drafts that stand out, and I was able to cover a few of those. I was covering the draft when Len Bias was drafted by the Boston Celtics, Keem Olajuwon, draft Patrick Ewing, and to be able to be there in person. And then there's other drafts where you go, how did this happen? That you look back on Anthony Bennett going number one overall. That was 2013. So that's a decade ago. Victor Oladipo, who I thought was going to be the best player in the draft, he had a nice career. He's been injured. Otto Porter Jr. III, Cody Zeller, Alex Len, Nerlens Noel, Ben McLemore, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Trey Burke, C.J. McCollum, Michael Carter-Williams, Steven Adams, Kelly Olynyk, and Shabazz Muhammad. That's it. Those are the first 14 picks. Yeah, Paul.
Pick number 15 was Giannis.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's ever been a draft where the second seven players were drastically better than the first seven players taken. Because those first seven are spotty at best. And then, you know, Steven Adams, good career. Olynyk's not awful. Giannis, Hall of Fame. You know, McCollum, nice player. The first seven are, oof.
Yeah, but Giannis doesn't make it because he's not part of the first 14. If you said the first seven and the second seven, and then I would take the third seven because at least I'm getting Giannis out of that. Golly, that was so bad. Like, there's not a good player in there. Yeah, Mark.
I think Michael Carter-Williams was rookie of the year.
Yeah.
I'm almost certain.
He couldn't shoot. The hyphen. But he couldn't shoot.
That's one of those, somebody's got to win rookie of the year.
Well, I think he had a triple-double his first game, and we had him on after that. And I said, they should call you the hyphen, And he goes, yeah, I don't have a nickname there. And that's the last time we heard from Michael Carter Williams. Yes, Mark.
Whole lot of 10-day contracts for him now.
Yeah, yeah. Kelly Olynyk, Steven Adams.
And then in the back half of the first round, decent players like Dennis Schroeder were drafted.
Schroeder.
He does it wrong.
Get the Schroeder.
Tim Hardaway Jr., Rudy Gobert, Reggie Bullock. It's a nice career.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, Marv.
There were some guys that Shabazz Muhammad, he was big time, especially on the internet. He was like the number one player in his class. He was big time with the UCLA. I mean, and just nothing happened for that guy.
No.
Like O.J. Mayo type hype.
Yeah.
Coming out of high school, going to UCLA. And Nerlens Noel, too. Ooh, this thing's terrible.
He was just 7 feet and played at Kentucky.
And had a high top fade. That was it. He's really 6'9".
Yeah, Paul.
Is there anything worse to be in an NBA draft than a senior, a four-year senior? Like Tracy,
or even an upperclassman.
Yeah. Tracy right? Jackson Davis of Indiana.
Yeah.
The guy in the Big Ten averaged 21 and 11 and 4 assists and 2 blocks and a steal.
Yeah.
Big Ten. Can you imagine? And he's going to go midway through the second round. Those are Big Ten great numbers. Just like, you know, it's almost like Draymond Green's numbers. And he's not going to be sniffed in the first
is
round.
Is he going to be the highest drafted player who's an upperclassman?
A senior? I got to check.
Well, if you look at junior or senior, who's the highest rated junior or senior who will be available tonight? Because that's almost like those guys, I think, are going to school to go to school and play basketball, not the other way around.
But the first senior I see being, I'm looking at a mock draft.
Okay.
The first senior I see is going 18 to the Heat. Jaime Jaquez Jr.
UCLA.
Good ball handler.
Jaime Jaquez Jr.
He's a good player. I mean, he's a really interesting player.
Right after that is 19 is the Warriors, Chris Murray from Iowa.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a junior.
Yeah, his brother's with the Kings.
Yeah, you got a few rounding them out there. Yeah.
Iowa always has a 23-year-old on the roster.
Yeah, yeah. But he's a good player. He averaged 20. Yeah, Marv.
And all these guys that you see projected in the top 10, all, you know, season stats, 40% from the field, 13 points, 4 rebounds. I'm like,
I know. I know. You're seeing guys who don't even start, and then they're going, they could be drafted, like in the first 15 picks. Devin Booker didn't start at Kentucky. Yes, Eaton.
Well, that's the craziest thing about this draft. Maybe not the craziest, but just an odd thing. It feels like an anomaly. The oldest player in the draft, you know what school he's coming from? The oldest player in the draft.
Connecticut.
Kentucky.
Oh.
You would never think that Kentucky has the oldest player in the draft this year.
Yeah.
Oscar Tshiebwe.
Yeah.
So he started at West Virginia, but then played, I think, did 2 years at Kentucky. But you would never think that.
Oh, by the way, Bob Huggins resigned after his DUI. And I haven't heard who they're replacing him with. But that's one of those, you're on double secret probation. After your comments on a Cincinnati radio show, and then all of a sudden you get popped for a DUI, and it was a big DUI, a big number there as well in Pittsburgh. And then that's like, okay, we're done. And I'm sure he would have wanted to stay around to get 1,000 wins. I think it was like 939, something like that. But he would have gone into the season as the active leader in victories there. All right, so the draft coming up tonight. All of these conversations that I've heard with Victor Wembanyama is he seems like he's really mature for 19 years of age. Well thought out, sense of humor. In fact, he went to Yankee Stadium, rode the subway. Like all these things sound wonderful. And he sounds worldly. And he might be since he's been playing professionally for the last couple of years and playing against grown men. But it's something strange where you hear somebody who feels refined. And, you know, they probably know how to set a table. You know, you put the spoon there and the fork there. He's soft spoken. I hate when somebody says, boy, they're well spoken, because usually that has to do with a minority. Like, he's really well spoken. No, he is a great speaker. He is he speaks French, speaks English. But when you say, oh, he's really well spoken. No, he just is somebody who knows what to say and how to say it. And all these interviews, so you wonder, does he have that killer instinct? And I always go back to Troy Polamalu. Troy Polamalu would come on the show and he'd be like, "Hey, Dan, how are you?" And I'm thinking, how does that guy rip your head off? And Dominican Sue, same way. Mike Tyson. Hey, Todd, give me a little Mike Tyson.
I just want to tell you that I'd love to have you come over to my house sometime and check out the bird. That'll be kind of a silly time.
Okay. And then he would get in the ring and then he would kill you. But Polamalu is the example where you go, that guy, you would never know what he did if you met him. And then all of a sudden you see him on the football field and you're like, that's that same guy. And Victor Wembanyama seems like, I don't know if he's got that killer in him. And I don't know if you need it other than nobody thought that about Tim Duncan. Man, he seems really passive. David Robinson, one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. But he still played with such great athleticism. Yeah, Hakeem Olajuwon. Yeah, you sit down with him, very peaceful, very zen-like guy. Then you get on the floor. Not everybody has to be Michael or Kobe or Bird, Isaiah. That intensity. But I did wonder about that when you hear his voice and he just sounds like he's just very mature for a 19-year-old. That stand out to anybody here? Would you have doubts about Victor Wembanyama because he just seems soft-spoken?
I confuse soft-spoken for not intense, which yeah. doesn't make any sense at all. But Victor was sitting there. He has like his legs crossed. He was sitting there talking. It was like a actor's studio interview. And does that mean he can't elbow people or, get in people's faces?
Yeah, I don't know. But it did. It just struck me as that's a 19-year-old. Credit to him and his family. Yes, Marv.
How do you want him to talk? Like Macho Man Randy Savage?
A little bit.
Oh, yeah, brother.
We also have to decide how tall he is. I've seen three different reports in the past 24 hours of what his height is.
Okay.
7'3", 7'4", 7'5". We gotta decide before the draft.
Does it matter?
Well, we should call it something.
I care about is his wingspan. I mean, that's really.
Oh. You like when a guy's 6'2" and his wingspan's 6'8".
Wingspan. Yeah, no.
Feet.
I don't know when that became a thing, but then when it became a thing, it was a big thing.
His wingspan is.
Do we blame Jay Billis for wingspan? He might have been the first, he's got wingspan of 6'10". He's 6'2". Yes, Mark.
I don't know how tall Kevin Durant is exactly, but he's got a 7'5" wingspan for a fact.
Yes, yes.
Victor's wingspan is listed here at 8 feet, which is if he laid down basically and somehow went like this and put his arm straight up in the air, his wingspan is almost taller than I can jump and touch.
Mm.
Yeah, so if that makes sense.
If he's planking, he could probably touch the net.
Mm. Good grief.
I got wingspan measurements from the NBA Combine.
Oh.
Oh. Zach Edey Purdue, 7'10". Oh.
They're not talking about Zach. I haven't heard his name.
He's going back. Yeah.
That's
interesting.
Yeah.
They do hand measurements at the Combine as well. We don't talk about it.
What's Victor Wembanyama's hands? Why is it so important for an NFL player, but not for a basketball player? Or that we don't highlight those hand sizes? I mean, you got to have a handle. Everybody has to have a handle. Not everybody gets to hold the football in the NFL. But everybody in the NBA, you're holding the basketball. Do we have hand size for Victor Wembanyama?
I don't have it. Believe me, we're looking.
Okay. I hope we have it by tonight for the draft.
I hope the Spurs have it. They should probably questioning things at this juncture.
Did you see him holding that?
Well, he held the baseball, and it looked like a golf ball.
We never really got to it yesterday, Marvin's reaction to Victor Wembanyama.
As soon as I saw that, and then Paulie goes, Marvin's going to have a bad day tomorrow.
Dang, you're getting 2 days out of it, Marvin.
I know. And then I said, you know what? I purposely didn't bring it up because I knew that it was going to be your 10-year anniversary. You were married 10 years ago. And congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
10 years today.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
No, you're still in love.
And in like.
Yeah. Well, that's more important.
Oh, for sure.
You fall in love. You stay married because you like each other.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
And I think we're coming up on the 38th anniversary of Marvin having small hands, Marvin. When's your birthday? Because when they were born, they were very small. and they just stayed.
You know, when your child, they have like footprints when they're babies, or they have their handprints there, and you're like, oh, okay, that's what, we took these when you were a week old. Marvin, did you do that? Did your mom do that with your hands and your feet when you were born?
Huh?
Yeah, see.
Victor Wembanyama's hands are so big, he can palm a basketball using just his thumb and his middle finger.
Okay.
That's gigantic. Just using just these two fingers, he can palm a basketball.
Well, maybe he has strong hands as well as big hands.
Oh, I hope so, yeah. But that's gigantic.
Gigantor.
Dang.
Connie Hawkins had the biggest hands I saw on a basketball court. And that's the first guy I remember. He just held the ball, like a Joker does now. Connie Hawkins would do that with he had these huge hands. Yes, Paul.
Wembanyama this year, he played for the Metropolitans in that pro league.
Mm-hmm.
He took 215 free throws and he shot 83% this year. I looked at his percentage. He didn't play a lot of basketball, a ton of competitive basketball where they kept a lot of stats.
Yeah.
But this year, his shooting percentage from the free throw line was 83%. From three-point land, it was about 29%.
Yeah, but I love that you can build upon that because you'll get your legs. You'll understand how to take advantage of your body shooting those kind of shots. When you can shoot from the free throw line and you have touch, that's really hard. And Joker, good shooting big man from the line. Anthony Davis, good shooting. If you have those guys who are going to get fouled and then you send them to the line, they're making over 80% of their free throws. It's such a weapon. But we get caught up. Remember Shaq's hands are too big for him to be good from the line? I went, that is nonsense. Victor's hands are bigger than Shaq's. Shaq never had a follow-through. He had a shot put. Victor Wembanyama shoots it. Like he has a great looking form and touch. Shaq didn't. Shaq would just, if it went in, it was like, man, it's going in. If not, it's going to bounce out to half court. Yeah, Marv.
Watching old Lakers games on NBA TV or ESPN Classic or whatever, and you could see Shaq at the free throw line, and he literally just shot put the ball.
Yeah.
It's not even no touch, no anything, and the ball would go in, and the Staples Center. It wouldn't even be. It'd be. Oh,
I know.
Thank God.
I know.
And Kobe's like, God, get in shape.
It's just, and then I think somebody said that he broke his wrist when he was young, and he couldn't do with that normal follow through, that flick that you would have with Shaq. But there's no excuse for a big man not being a good free throw shooter. It's just put in the time, and for Victor to be shooting that well from the line, that's great. What a weapon. Having your guy who has the ball the most, like Joker, he goes to the line, you're going to pay for it. All right, we'll come back. We have to settle on our poll question, and we have our play of the day coming up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, and you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Runner left. I got it.
Check this out.
Oh, one pitch to Freddie. He swings and hits the ball deep to center field. It is headed back to the wall. It is gone. A home run. Freddie Freeman, his 14th of the season. And the Dodgers jump on top 1-0.
That's your play of the day, courtesy of AM 570, LA Sports, Dodgers Radio Network. Freddie Freeman homered off Shohei. Dodgers beat the Angels 2-0 for the second straight game. Ohtani and Mike Trout went 0-for-15 in the series. The Angels combined for 7 hits and struck out 17 times. That's your play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by Marvin's Cookout Playlist. Oh, it's hard rock, punk rock, yacht rock, southern rock, or kid rock. You can go to danpatrick.com and vote for the playlist. Tune in tomorrow, hear the winning playlist, courtesy of My Plan from Verizon. It's all about control. Get exactly what you want. Only pay for what you need on the network that you want, Verizon.
We got right now Southern Rock, Dan's at 30%, but sneaking up very, very closely.
Ooh.
Very, very closely at 27. It's only 3-point difference.
Yes.
Yacht Rock. See, this audience gets it.
They do?
They do. Yeah, because Yacht Rock would be great. That'd be great. Southern Rock. There's a little bit of a controversy, too, going on with the Southern Rock part.
Why is that?
Well, the other day we were mentioning, you were like, what's like this first Southern Rock song that comes to mind?
Yes.
And I threw out Freebird, Lynyrd Skynyrd. Then people were like, no, Tuesday's Gone is their better song. But then other people were like, if you're saying Southern Rock and Allman Brothers doesn't come out first or Marshall Tucker Band, then so there's a little bit of a...
Oh, no, there's no dispute. It's the Allman Brothers. The Allman Brothers created Southern Rock.
Is it Midnight Rider or Ramblin' Man?
It could be Melissa, you know, from Eat a Peach, yeah. Live at Fillmore. Allman Brothers. Dwayne Allman created Southern Rock, in my opinion. My humble opinion, by the way.
Okay.
But you can throw in Marshall Tucker, you know.
This feels almost like we're...
Skynyrd.
We might get a stay in our lane.
Oh, I'm sure you will. Look, when that happened with Green Day, what did I do? I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, took a Green Day's exhibit.
Educated yourself.
Yes, I did. Yeah. And you know, I was still right about Green Day.
Shouldn't Creedence get more love in that Southern Rock conversation?
I think because they weren't from the South. They were from the Bay Area. Even though they sound like they're from the South. I mean, John Fogerty's voice is unmistakable. But they're not true Southerners, I guess. Yes, Paul.
It's kind of like Jeff Gordon coming from California, becoming a great NASCAR driver. He was still from California.
Not real.
Took a while to embrace.
Yeah, not real. Not authentic.
I had a situation. I was telling the Danettes about this. Now, I don't expect special treatment when I go into a restaurant or anything. I don't. Promise. I do not. But my wife and I were in a city, and we saw where there are all these great reviews for this restaurant. Now, we had already gone to dinner, and we thought, let's just walk by this restaurant. And I walk in, and there were two guys, and they're like, oh, my God, big fans. So they work there. And I go, yeah, I heard about this place. Hey, you let us know. I said, well, how about tomorrow? And they go, oh, no, no, it's a two-month waiting list. I said, well, wait a minute. You just said big fans, do you, you know, let us know if you want to go. I think they left out, let us know if you want to go in 2 months from now.
Is late August, early September work for you guys?
Yeah, and so I was just a little confused. And so I said, well, wait a minute. You just said, let me know if there's anything we could do. and then you say it's a two-month waiting list. Yes, Pauline.
And you were clearly on vacation. It wasn't like a home-based restaurant. This is
somewhere you
traveled to.
Yeah.
And those people probably know who work at the restaurant that you're in town.
Yeah.
You're not a regular.
Yeah. And then one of the guys goes, hey, I listen to the podcast every day. And I said, all right. And he goes, you know who's inside? And I go, who? You know who's having dinner? I go, no, who? Coach Pop.
Oh.
And I go,
oh, dang.
Did he have to wait 2 months to get in? I did. Oh, my wife elbows me, and then we walk outside, and she goes, not everybody gets your sense of humor. I said, I wasn't trying to be funny. I just wanted to know, did Pop have to wait 2 months to get his reservation in there?
I like they were like, if you need anything, just let us know. You're like, okay, how about tomorrow? No. We're going to say, like, here's our website address. Just go in there. You can fill out all the information for when the next.
All right, go ahead. Be Judge Judy here, Paul.
I would say, yes, you were. It was fair for you to assume that them going, hey, if you need.
As soon as I walked into the restaurant, these are the two guys waiting to seat you.
If you want in, let us know. It means I can get you a table ASAP.
Yeah.
That's a green light.
Yeah, and I said, oh, I don't want a reservation tonight. And they go, oh, no, we don't have anything available for 2 months. And I go, that's a long time to go without food. And then my wife is like, will you stop with the lines? And I go, all right. Yeah, see.
I had, I guess, somewhat of a similar experience a little bit where somebody had reached out and said, hey, if you and your family are ever up this way, let us know and we'll take care of you. So I was just like, oh, sick. So we get up there. Book like a whole trip or whatever and get up there. And my understanding is that when they said, come up here, we'll take care of you, is that the hotel was taken care of. Because they were the people inviting us up to, like, come over here. And so it got up there. It was like, hey, what's up? We're here or whatever. And they're like, okay, that's $450. Like, yo, what? I just went, I wasn't going to come up here.
Yeah.
But if we'll take care of you.
Yeah, I would decipher that as seating at least a friendly rate. If the phrase take care of you means you're not getting the standard rate.
I could have just booked this myself. Yeah. I didn't need you to take care of it for. Like, I didn't need you to do the paperwork for me.
Joe Montana invited me and my wife to his house in Wine Country. So we planned a trip.
See, that's who I was talking about.
And then he sold his house. We didn't know that he had sold his house.
Okay, I got to know. When he invited you, did he say, hey, you guys should come out sometime? Or did he say, you should come stay at my house sometime?
He said to stay at his house.
Okay.
He was like, hey, you got to come out. You know, we'll put you up.
That might be one of the greatest pranks ever pulled.
And maybe it was, you know, it meant not everybody gets Joe Montana's sense of humor.
Did he sell it when he heard you were traveling out there?
I don't know. Next thing I know, my wife goes,
Joe,
does Joe Montana have two houses in Wine Country? I go, I don't know. She goes, well, he's selling one. And then I reached out, and Joe said, oh, yeah, I'm selling my house in the Wine Country. And I went, all right, you know, we'll change our plans here. Yeah.
Another win for Joe.
Yeah. Honey, we're going to go to Venice Beach. Wait, I thought we were going to Wine Country. Yeah, you know what? Let's go watch some men lift weights on the beach. Yes, Paul.
It's one of those things. There's a phrase. You're more than welcome to join. You're more than welcome to stay with us. More than welcome means it's a fake invite.
Yeah, that's not it.
More than welcome is a clear fake invite, and everyone should know that in America.
Wow.
Hey, you're more than welcome to come out to dinner with us. No. If someone says to you, dude, come on with us. Let's go. Come on. That's an invite.
Southern Rock Backlash is happening, by the way. First of all, you haven't even mentioned Molly Hatchet.
Molly Hatchet is not in the same category as the Allman Brothers.
Apparently, you're from Ohio. What do you know about Southern Rock?
I played Molly Hatchet and Skinner. I'm from Southern Ohio. Damn it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.